Hey, folks, today is Bell Let's Talk Day, a day created in 2011 by the company that I work for to do two things: raise the profile of mental illness in this country and also help reduce the stigma that surrounds it. That stigma, people talk about it, but what really is it? I can sum it up for you. I say out loud to you, I suffer from a mental illness, depression. And you and more than half of Canadians still think that's a weakness of mine. Now, personally, I'm fine with that, but many aren't. Many are afraid to share their illness with anyone. And without sharing, there is no help. And without help, there is no hope. So today, we will talk. We'll hear how high the stakes are and what admitting that you're sick can do. It's OTR. Let's talk.
Off the Record with Michael Landsberg. Brought to you by the Keg Steakhouse and Bar. For great steaks, good friends. See you tonight.
Rick Rippon was found dead by a family member's home in Coleman, Alberta.
The Winnipeg Jets are devastated with the news that forward Rick Rippon was found dead in his home on Monday.
Always a great guy and a great teammate. And it's a tough loss.
He was a very popular player on our team. He's going to be terribly missed.
I like the name Bell Let's Talk because there is no help and there is no hope if there is no talk. But it should not imply that talking about it solves every problem. Rick Rippon, you likely know his story. He sought help from his family, from teammates, and from the league. But still, his illness took his life. The stakes are so high. Wes Rippon joins us right now from Calgary. Thanks for joining us today, Wes.
No problem.
What I have learned is if you haven't suffered from depression, you will never understand it. Did you really understand Rick's problem as he was going through it?
No, not at all, to be honest. It was frustrating for me to see him go through that, especially when he started taking that downward spiral. It's almost like we couldn't get him back. And that's one thing that Rick used to say to me all the time in our conversations was, you don't know what it's like, you don't know what it's like. And to be honest, until you go through something like that, you don't know what it's like.
So as you look back, and the purpose of Bell Let's Talk Day and the purpose of you and I chatting right now is to help people avoid that kind of situation. When you look back, what would you, is there anything you would have done differently?
Oh, what I would have done differently, I don't know, but there, you have regrets all the time. I think one of the hardest parts about grieving this situation is that over and over in your head, you'll play through, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that, or maybe I should have been, you know, more compassionate at this time or harder at this time. The problem is there, you don't know what the right answer is. It seems to this day, you'll drive yourself crazy thinking about it, trying to come up with something. And that's probably the hardest part for me is even to this day, I struggle with that.
When did Rick first confide in you? Because you guys were obviously very close. You're only 18 months separated in terms of your age. When did Rick come to you and say, I got a real problem?
I had to pick him up at the airport one day in Calgary, and the team was actually on the road. I think they're in Chicago, I'm not sure. And it just struck me as odd. I knew something was up because he had some issues about going back to camp beforehand, but I had no idea it was depression that was the issue. I drove up there and picked him up at the airport, and that's when he kind of let me know what was going on. And then from there on, I tried to help him as much as I could, knowing what little as I did. And I think that was a frustrating thing is, you know, I probably should have spent a lot more time trying to understand the disease a lot more. Like I said, you're not shown how to deal with a situation like that. And that's the first time he confided in me, and we kind of went from there.
You know, you think to yourself, you know, you wish you could have understood it better. But the truth is, from someone who's experienced it, if you haven't gone through it, then you're never going to understand it. So I think the key for people watching is not to say, well, one day I will understand what Rippon was feeling. I think the key is to say, I will be as sensitive as I can to the fact that this person has a problem.
Oh, absolutely. You don't know, and I think that's what's most frustrating with the disease is that, you know, there isn't really an answer right now. People can try a bunch of different things, and some people will be able to adjust and adapt to that, whereas others, like my brother, you know, it seemed that it didn't matter. It's so frustrating, a hard disease to handle, and to see somebody go through and see what it does to them mentally. It, like you said, to have that kind of compassion, be sensitive to their feelings is very important.
I think one of the keys is just to understand that the person who is depressed, is suffering, can't be the person that he was when he's feeling well. The fact is, guys like Rick change, and there's nothing that they can do about it. Really appreciate your thoughts, Wes. Stay there. It's Bell Let's Talk Day, and we will continue to do the only thing we can do, which is talk about it.
He was battling these issues for a long time, and he kept it to himself. That's what kind of guy he was. One of his biggest things is he didn't want to burden other people. And once he thought he needed help, he reached out to me, and we got him the help we needed to.
So luckily, there's been a lot of public figures come out and speak about it. You know, Michael Landsberg's a big advocate of it, and he's done a lot of work on through his show Off the Record. It's just continuing that conversation. Like you said, continuing the momentum that we built last year and continuing Rick's legacy.
It's Bell Let's Talk Day, and we're talking, and it's not just about Rick. It's also about those who loved him and were left behind. Wes, you can help others who lost someone to suicide. Guilt is often a huge issue. How have you dealt with it?
Well, to be honest, not very well. I'm still dealing with it every day, and I have good moments and bad moments. Sometimes I'll go a few months, and I'll be fine, and then it'll catch up to me. I don't really have a positive answer for you on that one. It's something that never goes away. When you lose somebody that close to you, whether it's a family or a friend, it's something that you have to deal with for the rest of your life.
Now, you understand the culture of hockey, obviously, because you played hockey, so you're almost uniquely suited to help us understand better. What can hockey do? What can the environment of the locker room do to make it easier for people who suffer from this illness?
Well, I think for Rick, being around other people was a benefit to him. I think the one thing with what I've seen from this illness, what Rick went through, is when he was alone, and he seemed to want to be alone, which was the hard part about it, it was harder for him. And I think being that part of the locker room, being around the guys, kind of a distraction almost, if that makes sense. You know, most locker rooms are upbeat, and you know, you're hanging around with your buddies, and I think that kind of support you can get from a group of people like that, it could be beneficial. At the same time, it's hard because, like I said before, people who kind of, well, Rick anyways, that he suffered from that disease, he tended to want to be alone. So,
Wes, yeah. I can tell you that every single person that I've ever spoken to who has suffered from depression has said their goal over the course of the day is get away from everything and everyone and be by themselves. It seems like we're all searching for exactly that. And sometimes it's better, as you say, to be with a group of people. I don't know if you have an answer for this, but you fought when you played. Rick obviously fought. Between you, you had, you know, maybe close to 200 fights. Do blows to the head concern you as they relate to mental illness?
No, they don't, but I can't speak for other guys. I'll speak for myself and my brother. Fighting had nothing to do with anything that we went through. It was a job that both of us enjoyed doing. You know, we trained for it in the off season. So as far as we're concerned, and I'll speak on behalf of him because we talked about this a lot when the issue was brought up, being related to other people, it never really had an impact on either one of us.
One of the things that people around any family member have to be aware of is that you can put on the act, you can put on the mask. Tell me, though, about Rick, how different he was when he was suffering as opposed to when he wasn't. How much did he change?
He changed a lot, to be honest, and I've said this before. It was almost like a flip of a switch. When he was younger and junior, he was very dedicated. Rick was a great guy to be around, to be honest, whether it was around the hockey rink or just training, golfing back at home. He was a lot of fun to be very easygoing, outgoing. And I think you saw the change, or I saw the change anyways, earlier on in his career when he seemed to lose focus in things that he was very dedicated to earlier on. And then when you saw him later on in his career kind of acting out a few times, that was so uncharacteristic of the person that he was. You started to see the downward slide from there.
You know, I appreciate your thoughts so much. I know that the grieving will never end, but I think you've helped others understand better. Let me tell people where they can find out more information and where they can help. The RickyRipFoundation.ca. People should go to the website, RaiseItForRick.com, the 4RIP annual tournament, and MindCheck.ca, which is an initiative that I know you and your family have welcomed. So all kinds of chances to do your part, and Wes, to you and your family, thank you for sharing and our deepest sympathies.
Thank you.